the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations and the International Atomic Energy Agency have made a new discovery about four of the world's most destructive agricultural pests. According to the results of a global research effort, which involved 50 researchers and spanned across 20 countries, the Oriental, Philippine, invasive, and Asian papaya fruit flies are actually one and the same. That is, they all belong to the same biological species, a species of tiny, tiny fruit flies that has caused incalculable damage to horticulture industries and food security across Asia, Africa, the Pacific, and parts of South America. Research for this study say that this latest discovery will most certainly have implications on international trade and aid efforts. But to tell us more is George Hendricks from the joint FAO-IAEA Division of Nuclear Techniques in Food and Agriculture based in Vienna. Mr. Hendricks, thank you for joining me.
Welcome.
We may need to start with the basics here to clarify the science. And so each group of this particular fruit fly, the, how do you say it?
Bactrocera.
Have slight variations, which make them different, but they are one in the sense that they can breed together, correct?
Yes, this is correct.
So why does this discovery impact the work to eradicate this pest?
Well, first of all, it's not eradicate. In many cases, it is just how to manage them in a more environment-friendly way. And one of the techniques to manage these pests in a more environment-friendly way is the sterile insect technique, which is a type of birth control, which relies on precisely the interbreeding between the sterile insects that are mass-produced and released and the wild target populations. FAO-IAEA, we embarked on this coordinated research project to really answer these questions, which have been very controversial for quite some time. And so experts in many different fields, in morphology, molecular genetics, cytogenetics, behaviorists, chemical ecologists, and so on, all got together to address this question. And the outcome after 5 years of work is that very clearly all these supposedly different species are only one species.
And why was this research a bit controversial?
Well, it's very controversial because these are insects of major economic importance. They cause major damage, and a number of them have been spreading in the world, invading new areas and causing real devastation. And one of these flies, for example, invaded Africa, and it was given the name of the invasive fruit fly, Bactrocera invadens. However, all these studies show that in reality, this is the same type of insect that already exists in Asia. But by giving them different names, they were creating artificially trade problems. So African countries, for example, could no longer export to some other countries because there was a fear that by importing, they were risking importing this new pest. But now it turns out that it is the same pest. So this will really facilitate trade among African, Asian, and other countries.
We'll get to the impact on trade in a moment, but could you explain to me what was happening in the labs? How did this network of research work exactly?
Well, simply this was a more systematic approach to really put everything together and reach a result. And it has been a process over quite some time, but it's only in the last 5 years that we really put everybody together and coordinated this multinational effort.
Now, calling these fruit flies the world's most destructive agricultural pests is quite a title. To what extent do these pests affect agricultural sectors and overall food security?
Well, these pests are among the worst horticultural pests, which means they attack most fruits and vegetables that are produced, and losses can be extremely high unless you use intensively insecticides. Actually, the horticultural sector is one of the agricultural sectors that uses most insecticides, and this, of course, is damaging to pollinators, natural enemies, the environment, leaves insecticide residues on fresh fruit and vegetables, which is also not good for the consumer. And in the long run, it is not sustainable. There are a number of reported cases where some of these fruit flies have become resistant against the insecticides used.
And now, going back to trade, how do these pests impact trade?
Well, each country, of course, tries to keep new pests out. So you're very careful where you buy from and how you buy from. So if you want to import, let's say, oranges from Africa to Asia, or mangoes from Asia to Africa, or wherever, or to Europe, you are very careful to make sure you buy from countries that do not have pests that you don't have. Or you demand expensive post-harvest treatments, which means you have to treat expensively your fruit after harvest to assure that if there are any worms of these fruit flies in the fruit, that they are all 100% killed.
Which is a pretty expensive way to combat something that another country would potentially already have.
Exactly. And these post-harvest treatments also damage the quality of the fruit, as you can imagine.
Now that this discovery has been made, what can we expect as next steps?
Well, the next step is to create awareness of it, which is exactly what we're doing now, so that these findings are accepted, and this hopefully will then be accepted by the different national plant protection organizations and have a positive impact on trade.
Mr. Hendricks, thank you.
You're very welcome.